Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Tefillah Share, number 106, Chof Adar Toshin Samech Tes, March 16, 2009. Tonight we'll be discussing the bracha of Tshuva Hashiveinu Avinu L'Tzarisecho. Let's see the bracha inside and then understand it a little deeper. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Tzarisecho V'Karveinu Malkinu L'Abaydisecho. We ask Hashem to bring us back, our Father should bring us back to His Torah, the Karveinu Malkinu L'Abaydisecho, and our King, God now is referred to as our King, first a Father, then a King, L'Abaydisecho, to His service, V'Hachazireinu V'Shuva Shalem L'Fanecho, and bring us back wholehearted repentance before You. A Shuva Shalem L'Fanecho. We end off, Baruch Atah Hashem HaReitzev Eschuva. You, Hashem, the source of all bracha, HaReitzev Eschuva, who desires teshuvah, desires repentance. First point to mention, the letter He. Why does this tefillah begin with the letter He? What is the significance of that? Next, why mention first Avinu and then Malkeinu? Why mention Hashem is our Father when it comes to bringing us back to the Torah study? And then Malkeinu, our King, when it comes to the service, Avodasecha, the service of Hashem. And we end off the first part of the bracha, bring us back B'tshuva shleima l'fanecha, to a complete repentance. What is a complete repentance? What is a complete tshuva? Baruch Atah Hashem HaReitzev Eschuva. A noted magid, a lecturer, a darshan, a speaker in Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, Rav Noda Weiss, would give a shir, a drasha, every Shabbos. Shabbos after Shabbos, the crowds would gather together and listen to his words of Torah and would bring people back and closer to Hashem. This Shabbos is a little different though. 110 degrees with warnings posted, stay inside, make sure you drink. It's very dangerous. We can just imagine what it might have been like. So the Rav, realizing it's Shabbos, time to give his drasha, went to shul anyway. 3 o'clock, he's there, looks around. There's no one else there. He waits a few more minutes. No one else comes. He says, a minog is a minog. A custom is a custom. If I'm to give a drosha every Shabbos, I will give the drosha. So, he gets up to the pulpit, prepares himself, and begins. And if someone was listening from the outside, they would think he's talking to a packed house. The way he's delivering his drosha, fire and brimstone. 45 minutes goes by. Feeling accomplished. He just said a wonderful drosha. He's ready to leave. As he's about to leave, he hears a voice from the balcony, from the Erzis Nashim, from the women's section. Okay, I'll come back. I'll repent. I'll do tshuva. He turns around, what's going on? He thought he was alone. He looks up. He sees this young bacher, an 18-year-old around. Looks like the Rav who gave the drasha, Rav Nota Weiss, woke him up. This bacher went as a snoshin to get some sleep. And he was disturbed from this powerful drasha about tshuva, about coming back to Hashem. Here he was, he thought, He's speaking to himself. But this Bachar hears these words. Okay, I'll come back to you. Hashem is talking to us. We don't have the merit always of listening to Rav Nota Weiss. The Mishnah tells us in Berakhos Yavos, Baskol Yotzeis Me'Achoriv. A Baskol, a heavenly voice, comes out from Achoriv, from the mountain, from Har Sinai, and tells us to repent. If I ask you, it's a rhetorical question, if you have ever heard this voice, some who say yes might be looked at a little interesting. But the truth is, anytime we have this inspiration, this desire to come back to Hashem, that is an example of this baskol, of this heavenly voice. And we'll start with the letter Hey, because the Gemara Menachos tells us on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis that the letter Hey was used to create this world. Olam Hazeh was created with the letter Hey. Olam Haba was created with the letter Yud. The letter Hey is unique in many ways. Incidentally, this is the fifth bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. We begin the tefillah with the letter Hey. If a person decides to use his free will, because we first, before the bracha of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Tzarasach, of repentance, we had the bracha of Das, of knowledge. And then we continue with this bracha of repentance. Why is that? Why do we continue with repentance after the bracha of knowledge? And the reason is, because a man realizes the gift of knowledge that God gave him, he now realizes my shortcomings, and I have to repent. So we have the letter Hey, which stands in front of us, which is open from the bottom, and there's a little opening on one side as well. And one way of understanding this is because if a person decides to use his free will and detach himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to leave the fold of the Torah, that person has that free choice to unfortunately now fall all the way through that letter Hey, all the way down. But it's a two-way street. And just like he has the ability to fall all the way down with his free choice, as we'll discuss and elaborate later on, he also has that ability to go up as well through that letter Hey and come back to Hashem. The letter Hey numerically in Gematria is number 5. Because a person who wants to understand the ways of Hashem and repent properly, it is to learn the 5 books of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chamisha Chumshei Torah, says the Torah. And that is a little how we can understand these first words of the Tefillah. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Tzarasach, Hashem, bring us back to your Torah. Why do we refer to Hashem as our Father when we discuss the Torah? Because we know a father is obligated to teach his son Torah. And we refer to Hashem as our Father because we say, our Father Hashem, I want to come back to you. I want to be intimately close with you. Teach me the Torah. Tell me the secrets. V'karveinu malkeinu l'avod yasecha. And then, once we know the instructions of what to do, then with Lavod Esecha, we can perform. I can come close to you through fulfilling your commandments, your mitzvahs. Avod Esecha is your mitzvahs over here. So first, we beseech Hashem to bring us back to your Torah, and we refer to Hashem as our Father. Because only a father will have that true Rachmonus, compassion for his son. The Baal Tshuva who comes back. And we should all merit to be Baal Tshuva, those who have realized we have sinned and come back to Hashem. Hashem crowns the letter Hey with a tag, with a crown, to signify that one who comes back to Hashem, Hashem crowns him. The bracha begins with the hay and ends with the hay, says the Torah. This is to emphasize the Asara Yomim, Bein Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Aseres Mei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance. Begins with the hay and ends with the hay. Because those days are special days when we have this ability to come closer to Hashem like no other days. I like to say as well, it begins with the hay and ends with the hay. Because we have ten luchos, the Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros. 10 commandments. And once again, if we are to do a proper tshuva, as we say over here, v'hachizireinu v'tshuva shleima l'fanecha, and bring us back to a complete tshuva, it is only to be through the Torah. First of all, what is tshuva shleima? What is a complete repentance? And why only through the Torah? Why can't I just be a good person? I'll give tzedakah. I'll say hello to people. Why do I need the Torah to come back to you, Hashem? The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Teshuva, what is tshuva shleima? What is complete repentance? Complete repentance is when a person is in the same situation as he was when he sinned the first time. And this time, he has the help from Hashem, the Siyata Deshmaya, and he does not sin the second time. That is a Tshuva Shleima. And we are davening here to Hashem, Hashiveinu Avinu Sarisecha, bring us back to your Torah. We are asking Hashem to give us the Siyat HaShemayu, this Bachar, this 18-year-old Bachar who heard this Drasha. He could have been in a different shul, sleeping in a different women's section, and never heard those words to inspire him to come back to Hashem. Now he might have never been coming back. But it's in the merit of the Tefillah, and other reasons as well, that people davened, that he might have davened, that he decided to go to sleep in that shul, on that Shabbos. And Hashem said, you have some schus, you have some merit. I will give you some inspiration. And see what you do with it. But why through the Torah? Why only through the Torah? Why can't a person say Tehillim all day? Why can't he go to mikvah all day? And the answer to this question is really the key to life. Because the Torah is our instruction booklet. And as the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, a person was created to learn the Torah, to speak the words of the Torah. And the Gemara brings a pasuk in Mishlei with a very powerful and strong analogy to a person who just learns Torah once in a while, and then this person wants his tefillah to be answered, to daven to Hashem. What is this person likened to? Says the Gemara, brings a pasuk in Mishlei, this person is likened to a person who commits adultery. He is one day with this lady, and then one day with that lady. He's not honest to his spouse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Our Father created us. HaChizireinu v'avinu, Hashiveinu avinu l'sarisecha, avinu l'sarisecha. Hashem tells us, I want you to come back. Rav Sandy Goyim, the Godel Hador of his generation, lived around 1,000 years ago, was once in an inn, traveling. He stayed in a motel, an inn. And the innkeeper wasn't aware of who this great tzaddik was, but he treated him like he would any other person, very well. All of a sudden, word spread that the great Godel Hador, the Goyin, or Sadi Goyin, is here in town. He's staying by the inn. People came to see. The innkeeper approached of Sadi Goyin in tears, and he begged for forgiveness for not treating him on a greater level, not realizing who he was standing in front of. Sadi Goyin said, "What do you have to ask for? You didn't do anything wrong." Said the innkeeper, "If I would have known who you were, I would have treated you even better." To which Rav Sadi Goyin started to cry. And he said, "This is the same approach we have to have. I have to have," he said, "when it comes to the service of Hashem. For every kindness that He does for me, for every realization, appreciation I have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to have a greater level of service to Hashem." Without the Torah, we have no idea what the mitzvahs are. We don't know what the commandments are, says the Mefarshim. How can a person fulfill his father's commandments, his father's wishes, if he doesn't learn them? The Chafetz Chaim gives a mashal. He says as follows. Imagine a person, he gets a letter from a king. The letter is written in a foreign language. This person who gets this letter, receives this letter, he'll go to his friend, he'll ask, "Do you know who knows how to read Swahili? The king mailed me, whatever it might be, whatever language, Chinese." He has to understand what this letter says. Says the Chafetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Torah. If we don't understand it, we have to realize that we should make that effort to understand it. Rechaim V'Loshiner goes even further. Rechaim V'Loshiner in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim he explains, based on the Gemaras and Chazal, that the Torah is our oxygen. Man cannot survive without oxygen. Man cannot survive without the Torah. And he explains and says, if there would be, God forbid, 1 millisecond without anyone learning Torah in the world would cease to exist. Because what is fueling the world is the Torah. And we can go back to the creation of the world to understand this concept. Because we know there are Asara Mamoris, 10 utterances that created the world, says the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. And we also know there are Asara Sedibros, 10 proclamations. Explains the Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Hudner Zatzal. That the Asara Mamorois, those 10 utterances, were like a kli, like a bag, a shell. But really, what was giving the fuel to these Asara Mamorois is the Aseres Adibrois. The Torah lying inside the Asara Mamorois is what's giving existence to the whole entire world. powerful is Torah? The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, by the first Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says the Nevi'im, they didn't know, the prophets didn't know why it was destroyed. People were learning Torah until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had to come and explain the reason why it was destroyed. And the reason was Shloi Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchilo. They didn't make the first bracha of Birchas HaTorah before they learned. Now, what does this mean? They bought a sitter which was missing the page. So you go back, you return the sitter, you get in the sitter. That's not what it means. They didn't treat the Torah, according to some commentaries, with the kedusha, the holiness that lies in the Torah. But rather, it's a subject. Chas v'shalom, there's a subject. There's something called science, something called math. There's intellectual pursuits. And there are other pursuits out there as well. Shelo baruch hu b'Torah tchila. They didn't give the Torah the proper kedusha that lies in the Torah. But the Gemara there elaborates and says as well that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem said, Halavai oisi ozbu v'sayrazi shamaru shamar shva yachzil amutov. It would have been better that they left me, Hashem, says God, but they kept on learning Torah. Why? Because the light, the power of the Torah would have brought them back to come to serve me properly. The Gemara makes a statement from Hashem that Hashem says it would have been better that they left me, we won't discuss that now, but they would have still continued to study the Torah. Because the learning of the Torah would have brought them back. It's a very difficult Gemara to understand. Let's discuss who we're talking about over here. We're talking about a generation who violated the Gimel Chamurois, the big three. Murder, idolatry, Avodah Zarah, Gila Rayis, immorality. The big three. These three are relate to the Mishnah Perek Yavos, which tells us the world stands on three pillars. Torah, avoiding Yemilos Chasadim, and the Maral explains how they all relate to each other. The Gemara says that if they would have learned the Torah, the power of the Torah would have brought them back. How can we understand this? How can we understand these sinners, these murderers? The Torah they learn will bring them back to Hashem. Says the Gadol Hadar, or the previous generation, this generation, Rav Shach Zatzal. He says a very big chiddush, an understanding, a novel approach in understanding this Gemara. And he says like this, who are we referring to when we say that the learning will bring them back? Whose learning will bring them back? Says Rav Shach, it is the learning of the right people, the tzaddikim. Hamarsh b'yachzil mutov. It's the righteous people who their Torah will bring back the guilty. It will give them an inspiration to do tshuva. The light, the fire inside of the Torah will bring them back. It's because those few people who are learning the Torah has the kedusha, has that spiritual power to ignite the flame of others. The light will bring them back. Yachzil mutov. It was almost a year ago. Almost a year ago. I was walking from my house to shul. Last year, Shabbos was right before Pesach. It was Shabbos, I was walking to shul at night. Walked by one person. I say hello to people. They respond back. This time, one individual, Shabbos. I didn't expect the person to say good Shabbos. Walking further down Montgomery, happens again. This time, the elderly individual is coming out of a car. He says to me also, he greets me with a good Shabbos when I say hello. I didn't expect him to say good Shabbos. And I think to myself, these are Hashem's children. When I was younger, they used to have pictures of lost children on the back of the milk carton. Years ago, that's how they do it. Now they did it. Now they have a little postcards they go out and get in the mail. Have you seen me? With a picture of someone. Maybe this is what they look like 20 years later. Who knows what it is. There's a story with one of the great Hasidic masters who noticed a child playing hide and go seek. And he sees a child crying. Rimenov goes over to the child. Says, "Why are you crying?" The child says, "Because I'm playing hide and go seek, but no one's looking for me." Turns around Remendel to his Hasidim and he says, "Hashem is standing there in front of us and He wants us to be seeking Him out as well." So when I was walking down Montgomery and I was thinking about these people, it happened to me three times, I think. Three different individuals who greeted me the same way. I was thinking to myself, these are Hashem's children. And we had to bring them back. And how do we bring them back? Yes, of course, there's that frontline kiruv, which is important. And there's another way of frontline kiruv. And this is another way of frontline kiruv. When we daven, and we have other people in mind as well. We are talking in the plural form. Hashiveinu, avinu, l'sayresecha. Cause us to return to you, Hashem. To what? To your Torah. V'korveinu, malkeinu, la'avodasecha. And bring us near our King, because one who serves and fulfills the commandments, because he realizes there's a commander. There is a melech, there is a king. V'hachzireinu b'shuvah shleima lefanecha. Inspire us, give us the strength that we should come back to you with a tshuva shleima. We should not fall again through the letter hey, but rather we should come up and go up through the letter hey and stay with you. And Hashem is the roitzeh b'shuvah. No matter how far a person falls. And if we came to tonight's class to hear just this one point, and tonight's class could have been on just this one point we're about to say, it all would have been worth it. The Yetzirah tells us, look what we did. Hashem doesn't want us. Look what we just might have committed. We're a nobody. Nothing. You want to learn Torah? You're going to dive into Hashem after we just did what we just did? That's how the Yetzer Hara talks to us. Says Hashem, HaRoitzeh B'Shuvah. I want you to come back. Why do I want you to come back? Because we have to remember Hashem is our Father. Hashiveinu, Avinu, L'Sei R'Secho. Hashem, bring us back to your Torah. The Mishnah, the Gemara tells us of Menashe, the king of Yehuda. Menashe was at one point in time a tremendously wicked person. There's a dispute in the Gemara if he did Shuvah last 33 years of his life. He was a king for 55 years. He killed his grandfather, Yeshaya the Navi. He killed a lot of people. He caused idolatry to go over everywhere of Klal Yisrael, all over parts of Klal Yisrael. When the Babylonians got hold of Menashe and they were burning him alive in the fiery cauldron, desperate, Menashe calls out to Hashem, Hashem, accept my tefillas, accept my tshuva. And immediately the angels come up and block it. And they don't want Menashe's tefillas to be accepted. Such a person like this doesn't deserve to have repentance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. If I reject Menashe's tefillah, if I reject Menashe's tshuva, if I reject Menashe's repentance, it will discourage others who are more worthy of Menashe, and they won't do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol, as if to say, drilled a hole underneath his throne and had a secret passageway for Menashe's tefillah to come through. Maybe we can understand this as the letter hey, that has that hole to come back to Hashem. We end davening with a tefillah aleinu. Two paragraphs. First paragraph written by Yehoshua. And who wrote the second paragraph? The first three letters of the tefillah tell us who wrote the second paragraph. Ayin Chaf Nun. Achan. Achan composed the second tefillah. Al Kei Nekadeh. Who was Achan? Achan, as we know, he took from the booty the spoils after Klal Yisrael destroyed Yericho, and he was the cause for them when they fought the city of Ai. They lost. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, I believe it's 32 men were killed. Gemara learns out, was it 32 men? Was it Yair ben Menashe, who was equivalent to 32 men? He was the source of this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin continues to discuss Achan. What kind of person was Achan? The Gemara says, This wasn't the first time Achan did this. Achan stole from the spoils other times as well. One opinion is this was his fifth time he did this. Four other times besides this. But the Gemara continues. And discusses how Achan transgressed Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. All the five books of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara enumerates and elaborates on all their chatoim, other sins that Achan was responsible for. It's a very interesting tefillah. We end the whole davening with a tefillah, with a prayer composed by Achan. What's the message over here? What is the message we can take out from this? That Achan composes a tefillah, Al Kein Nekaveh, and this is how we end Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. Perhaps we can understand it as follows. Yeshua discusses the situation with Achan, and he gets Achan to do tshuva. And Achan repents. Al kei nekaveh. Therefore, nekaveh, I yearn, I hope to you, l'cha Hashem, to you Hashem. What is the message that Achan is teaching us? What is the message that the Anshik Nesach Doilo, the Misajim, the organizers of the tefillah, who put Al kei nekaveh towards the end of all three of our tefillahs? I think this is a message that we can take out from Achan. This being that no matter how far a person might have fallen, there is always a point of return. Ein davar oymid b'fnei tshuva. There is nothing that stands in front of tshuva. There is nothing that stands in the face of repentance. And we end all three different tefillahs. Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, to emphasize this point, that we should never, never let the Yetzer Hara tell us, it's too late. Look what you've done. Look how far you've fallen. We should never let the Yetzer Hara tell this to us. Why not? Because Hashem is Haroitze B'Shuvah. And this is how we end the tefillah. Haroitze b'shuva. Hashem wants our repentance. Just to review quickly, without Torah, we have no oxygen. Torah is not just for the rabbis. There's an obligation for every single male Jew to learn the Torah. And the reason for that, one reason for that, besides learning the Torah, which will enable us to fulfill the commandments, but because Hashem, as our Father, wants to be near His children. And this is how Hashem builds that bond, that love, that relationship between us. He gives us that peace of Him. And that is brought out through the study of Torah. There's a pasuk which we say four times a week. Twice during the week and twice in Shabbos. V'zois ha-Torah asher sa Moshe lefnei b'nei Yisrael. That's the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu placed lifnei b'nei Yisrael, in front of b'nei Yisrael. The Maharal of Prague asks a question. That pasuk could have been written differently. This is the Torah that Moshe placed libnei Yisrael. To b'nei Yisrael. What is this lifnei b'nei Yisrael? Before b'nei Yisrael. What is the pasuk? What is the Torah? What is Hashem teaching us? Says the Maharal, the Torah is a chefetz munach, is an object which is resting there. Kol abba v'roi tzalitol yavo v'yitol. Whoever wants to take it can come and take it. We are called B'nai Yisrael. Not B'nai Yaakov. B'nai Yisrael. Yisrael is Yesh Shishim Ribu Oisis L'Toyra. Yesh Shishim Ribu Oisis L'Toyra. There are 600,000 letters of the Torah. Each and every one of our neshamas attach ourselves to one of those letters of the Torah. If there's one letter of the Torah which is not good, which is pasul, the whole Torah is not good. Not just that parsha, not just that pasuk. Because we are all attached to the Torah. As we said earlier, let us all do that frontline kiruv. Because there are souls out there who are lost. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarisecha. Plural form. Cause us to return. Inspire us to return to you, Hashem. To what? To your Torah. So we should know your ways. We should all merit to have the primary kavana in this tefillah, in all of our tefillahs. That Hashem should inspire us and inspire others as well. Through our Torah and through our tefillah. To come back. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarisecha.
Amen.
Thank you.